Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dan Hallstrom of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Back with Dan in just a moment.
If you purchased Super S Super Track 303, Super S 303, Cam 2 Pro Max 303, or Cam 2 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid from Tractor Supply, Orschlin, Rural King, or Atwoods, you may be entitled to a cash payment as part of a class action settlement. Learn more by visiting 303TractorHydraulicFluidSettlement.com or calling 866-742-4955. These specific products fail to meet OEM specifications and viscosity requirements and could also cause severe damage to your equipment. This notice is authorized by the federal court and is directed to those who bought 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid from Tractor Supply, Orschlin, Rural King, or Atwoods between December 1st, 2013 and the present. Your claim deadline is December 29th, 2021, and you may be eligible for a monetary award. Act now by visiting our class action website at 303TractorHydraulicFluidSettlement.com or by calling 866-742-4955.
We're talking now with Dan Hallstrom, United States Meat Export Federation. First half of the year, the numbers are in, and you got to be happy about 2021 so far.
I think without a doubt, the demand has been not only resilient, but record-breaking, depending on the market you're talking about, up 18% year-to-date on the beef side. And I think the exciting thing about it is it's broad-based growth. It's not any one market. We have the big markets, Japan, Korea, Mexico, performing well. We have the smaller emerging regions like Central America and South America also really performing very well. So I think it's a testament to the fact that despite some of these headwinds, and we still have headwinds. You know, we have lockdowns on food service in most of Asia still today. Wow. But the retail is booming and more than offsetting it. So I think it's exciting from a lot of perspectives. But I think we'll see another push when finally we get vaccination rates in Asia up to where they should be. We'll see food service even open up more, which will be a boon for U.S. beef.
Has the dynamic or the mix of demand into these key markets, has that changed because of this flipping from retail to food service, you know, back and forth? Yeah.
Not only has it changed, it's flipped back and forth three or four times. We've been reopening food service in a place like Japan, like I said, since a year ago. And then they have another spike, and we're in our fifth wave right now. We've gotten very good as an industry to adjust. You know, MEF and our programs, we adjust on a dime. And I think that's what the whole industry is doing and the supply chain is doing. So if there's any positive out of this whole pandemic, it might be that.
Now, Dan, as we come through the pandemic, what about China?
China, if you had to pick one success story to talk about incrementally in the last 18 months, it would be China. Phase one deal implemented in March of 2020 was a home run for the U.S. beef industry, and it helped the U.S. pork industry as well. But it made, on the beef side, plant registrations much easier, much more streamlined. The requirements for live cattle much more streamlined and easier. A larger percentage of cattle now qualify. And you go to the marketing side, the meat side, we're marketing high-quality grain-finished beef into a market that really doesn't have it. They have some Wagyu. They have some very low-quality beef, but they really don't have our type of beef. So we're really growing a segment that's relatively small, and the more they eat, the more they get used to it, the more they're going to demand it, and that's what we're seeing right now.
I've heard that, you know, because of the pandemic, in a lot of cases they've forced their consumers to maybe start looking at ways to prepare beef at home and learning how to cook beef.
Yeah, that's probably a global situation, learning how to cook more at home, and we're seeing that. That's a lot of what we do. How do you prepare this in the house? And keep in mind that a lot of Asian homes are much, much smaller than U.S. homes. I mean, you're talking about 700-800 square feet might be a home in a place like Hong Kong. But there's ways to cook, right? And this is the exciting thing. People are finding a way, and it's been, you're seeing it in the numbers. It's been successful.
So as we, you know, you think about beyond the, you know, the Pacific Rim is very, very important. Japan, Korea, China, of course, is coming on as well. What's the outlook? Are we going to get the second half pull through as far as 2021 is concerned to make it a complete year?
I think so. I mean, right now we're up 18% year on year, which is by far a record. Our forecast for the year is somewhere between 13 and 15% growth. We may have to adjust that higher. I think the large markets, the Japans, the Koreas, the Mexicos, they'll be strong.
Dan Hallstrom with USMEF. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The 2021 Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo set for August 20th and 21st at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie. 12 ranches, 5 events, 1 goal. Cowboys helping kids as proceeds support Children's Hospital Foundation. Once again, the presenting sponsor of the 37th Ranch Rodeo, your Oklahoma Ford dealers. Learn more at oklahomacattlemen.org. Order Ranch Rodeo tickets at lazye.com or call 800-595-RIDE, 800-595-RIDE. The OCA Ranch Rodeo at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.